This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Philippines is extending lower pork tariff rates through 2024. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
The U.S. pork industry received good news from a major trading partner as the Philippines will extend reduced tariff rates on imported pork for another year. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more.
The reduced pork tariffs for inbound cargo from the U.S. has been in place since mid-2021. These were originally implemented to stabilize the pork supplies as the Philippines was recovering from African swine fever. And these rate cuts were due to expire at the end of this month, but have now been extended. And just for some reference, the in-quota duty rate normally is at 30%, and with the reduced rates, they'll be 15%. And the out-of-duty quota rate, normally 40%, will be reduced to 25%. So while this is good news, still, even at these lower rates, it's still a relatively high duty for the region.
Hallstrom said that making pork more consistently accessible and affordable can improve food security and bolster consumption.
And that's the ultimate goal in many of these markets, is to create a situation where per capita consumption increases over time, which then benefits not only imports, but the domestic pork industry as well in the Philippines. South Korea and Colombia are good examples of countries that start out with very high duties for inbound pork. Now, you know, they're much lower or duty-free. And we're seeing a situation there where industry is expanding. Per capita consumption has grown over time. And that has benefited domestic pork in both South Korea and Colombia. At the same time, imports have been booming. So that's the ideal situation. If you can grow the pie in whole, it benefits all parties.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.